This is The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers. With Cheers, you're going to start feeling better when you wake up. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Wednesday morning, everybody. John and Lance, along with Dell, I am back. I'm telling you.
Sounding great.
Somebody, I may be the toughest human being. If Dell was sick like I was, he'd be dead right now, okay? I'm telling you right now. I may be one of the, you know, who's the toughest? Like Hines Ward. I'm the Hines Ward of radio. Just
the
tough guy.
Anquan Boldin?
Oh, yeah.
When his face got shattered?
Yeah, he don't care. And he gets, okay, I'm playing.
That's how I roll. Ward and Anquan Boldin of Del, radio. Dell
is Kiki Olole.
I've missed less time than anyone.
I don't. Yeah, so, right. I don't. Dell doesn't miss much time.
No, but he's still soft. If he had,
I'm here
if
all
he
the
had
time.
These kind of injuries, he'd
I'm
be
here
dead.
All the time.
He'd be dead.
Maybe you need to step up your immune system game, like okay. me. I don't get sick.
All right,
Iron Man, what they call me.
Listen, you're Lou Gehrig.
Iron Man is what they
okay?
call me.
That's what they call you.
Yeah, well.
All right. Well, I'm back, and you would just have to get through some coughing and sneezing.
So I told you during a break, Fisherman's Secret is the best cough suppressant you can get. It's 100% menthol. All it does is open your chest. You know the little tickle cough that comes in? That stuff shuts it down.
Where do you get this?
Every year, you get a Walgreens, CVS.
Really?
Yeah, it's a HEB. It's a white box and with a little bit of red trim. Now, it doesn't taste particularly great because it's 100% menthol. It's like eating Kools.
I used to eat Kools. Back in the day,
but
I used to choke them down.
It really,
which
really
is why
works.
My lungs might be where they are right now.
Oh no, I'm sorry. Fisherman's Friend, it's called.
Fisherman's Friend.
Yeah, Fisherman's okay. Friend. It looks like this. This is what the box looks like right here. See, CVS Pharmacy, $4.39.
Yeah. Wow. Hold and on. It's the best thing in the world.
Oh yeah,
they're going to be charging more than that any day now.
Original,
I'm going to get it now.
Strong. Yeah, no, it's unstoppable.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to, no, don't, I'll get that.
I don't think it clears you up. It just opens your chest for a little while, and then you get the next one, and then the next one. And so,
yeah. So I'm watching.
While you're gone,
I know
Machado signed, Bryce Harper signed.
Yeah, none of them signed.
Nothing Astros. Happened
because Justin Verlander thinks everybody, because the owners are all a bunch of idiots. And if you want to know that Justin Verlander came out, obviously, with his tweet.
He came out with his tweet.
He came out with his tweet saying, you know, oh, you're, you know, the owners and blah, 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 blah. If you want to know the truth, I just think they're being smart now. The owners used to spend ridiculous, not caring whatsoever.
Isn't this great? Justin Verlander's like, this is outrageous.
Yeah.
Where is the 10-year deals guaranteed?
Where is that $30 million a year guaranteed deal for those guys? That's a great place to start.
And the owners are like, yeah, you know what? It feels like a lot of these 10-year deals are really going sideways. Like how many of them? All of them?
All of them?
Yeah,
no,
you
but
know
26
what?
To 36, that's exactly where you want a guy. That's what he said. Because that's what Harper is, 26. So that's, listen,
well, I mean,
those are the prime
though.
Years.
Well, no, not 36.
27, 28, 29.
So 27 is
you're
the prime.
You're going to start to decline.
27 is the prime year in all of sports.
And oh, by right? the way, Justin, have you seen the off years that Bryce Harper has?
Yeah.
Because sometimes it's bad. And oh, by the way, when the Nationals had all of these great pitchers and all of this lineup with all of these guys that they're spending all this money, where were all their championships?
Yeah, it wasn't there. You know, the one thing that kind of irritates me is it's one thing, and you can't cry poor for athletes. They're making the money. There have been times where the money wasn't, you know, but it is now. I mean, it really is. It's guaranteed in football. It's guaranteed it's guaranteed in basketball. It's guaranteed in baseball. And football's starting to head in that direction. It's okay. One of the things that's going to come with more guaranteed money should be more awareness of of value of contracts too. You can't have it both ways where you want spendy, you don't want any spendthrifts. You want everyone to spend as much money as possible, guaranteed as possible. And if there's bust outs, guess who pays for the bust out? It's like a corporate bailout. The fans, the people, the general people, the fans pay for it. When you bust out your organization with bad contracts, the player doesn't care. But what happens is it gets passed on to the fans. And you know, and there's a record number of fans now who are just cheering for players to get as much as they possibly can, and that's fine. But just understand something now. There's only one place it's coming from. Ultimately, it is going to be passed on to you in the form of parking, in the form of ticket sales, in the form of, now, if you say, I don't go to the games, then that's fine. Then that's absolutely fine. But never forget that it's going to be your ticket sales and the revenue generated in the stadium is a big, big, big part of what makes this go. It's not always, and especially with cord cutting.
Yeah.
Everyone, I'll just watch on TV. How are you going to watch on it? I watch on my jailbroken Chromecast. Oh, well, that's not paying any money to the players either. Yeah. That's not paying anything. So eventually, it just keeps going up and up and up.
Well, and that's the problem. See, Justin Verlander was like,
it's a dumb, stupid contract.
No, he doesn't.
10 years?
He doesn't.
30-something million?
No, he thinks it's a great place to start. Yeah, no, why do you think he thinks that when he says this is a great place for teams that are rebuilding to start with a guy? You mean one guy the Baltimore Orioles had him? And they were the worst team in baseball. So you're going to rebuild with a guy that you has already proven that he can't carry a team by himself.
No.
So this is where you're going to start with a 30 million. It's one 30 million a year.
You
guy,
know who does that?
As opposed to the way the Astros did it, where they had all guys that were outplaying their contracts.
Dumb teams do that.
Yeah.
Dumb teams do that.
So and here's another thing. Oh yeah. Well, and some guys said, well, maybe, you know, if you guys didn't make so much money, you know, we wouldn't have to pay so much. Oh, you mean, and he came back with, oh, guess who's pocketing all the money then if we don't make all that money? The owners are pocketing it. No. How about if ticket prices go down? How about if ticket prices go down so that the average fan can actually go? It's really difficult for a guy
that
doesn't have
a
big job to go to games now.
Yeah, it really is.
Well, it should trickle down. It should. If owners were smart, they would. If they didn't have to pay the players as much, if they lower ticket prices, they would get more people at the park. It's supply and demand. You would have more people at the park because more people could afford to go. There are families that really, literally, and they have little kids that love baseball that they can't go to games.
It's hard. Well, and baseball teams will tell you, oh, there's $1 dog night and there's $5 seats. Yeah, not every game.
No.
First of all, not every game, and not when your team is good.
No. And you're sitting in you know, the 600 and 700 level where you're better off watching it at home, to tell you the truth.
Sports is not really for the average fan.
Not anymore. Not any sport.
Not the average fan. I mean, there's plenty of average fans who sacrifice and go, and I got a lot of respect for those fans who just say, look, it means this much. And I'm going to save, and I'm going to get this. And there's plenty of fans who go to Rockets games and Texans games and Astros games. But it is, you know, it's a commitment that you have to make. And when you make that commitment, guess what the expectations are going to be? When you're spending your money and it's taking a bigger and bigger chunk out, then people are going to get more impatient. They're going to get angrier. It has a carryover effect. So the more you make, the more things are going to be expected. The more people don't want to hear you say, well, I don't want to talk to the media or I don't want to interact with fans. That becomes irrelevant what you want.
Oh, and Justin Verlander is not the nicest guy with fans. He's just not.
No.
No, he's just not. I mean, seen it firsthand. And whatever. When you're these guys and you walk a mile in their shoes, when you're constantly everybody is hounding you, you have to get there's a little bit of a border that you have to put up between you and other people.
Yeah,
I get that.
Yeah.
I get that. But you know, you got to be fan friendly too, because they are really the ones that are paying your deal. Whatever the case may be, I think the owners are smart here. I think they really are. As opposed to, and I don't think they're colluding. They're all just saying, you know what? It's just dumb to give out these 10-year, $30 million a year deals. It's just dumb. We're not doing that. We've seen what A-Rod and Pujols and there's other ones that I'm not thinking of. But it never works out. It just never, ever works out. So we ain't doing this anymore. So anyway, but I was watching ESPN yesterday, and I swear to God, there's only three topics in the whole world that They're literally, it's Anthony Davis, Kyler Murray, and Justin Verlander. Those were the only three topics all day long on ESPN, because I just laid there and I'm like, oh my God, every single show says the same thing over and over and over again. It's amazing. Did you like that Cliff came out and gave Josh Rosen support?
Did I like it? Yeah, you have to.
Do you? Well, now, what if you draft Kyler Murray?
You deal with it then. What if you don't? What if you... This is why you have to. They've never really met and talked to, more than likely, Steve Keim hasn't at least, the dad, which is a big deal, the son. How does he do on a whiteboard when you put the offense up there? How does he do in a... You know, what's he going to do on the psychological test or whatever? Until you really feel good about the guy, and even then, somebody could make an offer. Like, you can't burn Josh Rosen. We just saw the Lakers do this.
Yeah.
So, for right now, like, Josh is our guy, dude. Josh. Arizona Cardinals Twitter page came out like, this is our guy. Josh is our dude. Quiet with the noise. And like, okay.
Or
you have to do that now.
Hey, DAs, dumbasses, take Kyler Murray. Josh Rosen ain't the guy.
No, you have to do that.
Plus, you want to keep value for Josh Rosen.
Absolutely.
Yeah. No question about that.
So there is no doubt that you have to do that. I do think there is a decent chance that Kyler Murray could end up being an Arizona Cardinal, no matter what they say right now. But even with that said, they may get into a meeting and say, God, man, I didn't come away good from that meeting.
Yeah, they might, and that might be a mistake. However, a lot of people have said,
maybe he gets the combine and he's 5'9".
A lot of people
have
said, because he was with Lincoln Riley, and let's not forget his high school career and everything else, that he is going to be off the charts IQ-wise.
Being
with Lincoln Riley that time for and being behind Baker. Being behind Baker.
It's just it's different in the pros, but this is what I heard about Pat Mahomes. Is that the Chiefs told me after they drafted him? After they drafted him. So what did you like about him? Like, what? How did you on the board? And like, well, he didn't know the concepts going in, but he picked it up so quickly. And Andy Reid, he said he picked up everything Andy said, and he knew it the next day when we saw him and asked him stuff. He still knew things. He said it was kind of a no brainer for us that we knew he could pick up. Like, he could retain information, he could process it, and he understood the concepts. That's really what it is. Just because you don't do it in college doesn't mean you can't do it in the pros.
Absolutely.
And just because one guy doesn't mean the other guy can do it, even if they come from the same offenses. So every guy's different. But this came out. I had a scout tell me this. He asked all the guys at Oklahoma who played for Baker and Kyler. Like, compare those two guys. Who would you rather play for? What do you think the answer was? He said he talked to about 8 players.
Probably Kyler.
Kyler. Over Baker. That surprised me. Because Baker won with those guys. You know what I mean? Like, Baker was there longer.
Yeah.
And he was always a player.
But Baker's a hard-on.
Yeah, but...
A hard-o. Hard on person.
You can see where he's hard on players.
Rock hard. Hard.
Nope.
Hard ass.
Hard ass.
Oh, there we go.
Hard ass.
There we go. Did you dump any of that, Dell, or we just gonna let it go?
It wasn't titillating. So
okay.
No, I wasn't trying to excite anyone.
I wouldn't save that.
You know, I don't know. Maybe Jackie got excited. Oh, that's about it, though.
He is. I don't know if he's a hard ass. I think he is, or whatever you said. I just think he is demanding, but he also, all those players seem to rally around him. Like, he seemed to be one of the guys. That's why I thought Baker was going to be the answer. And I thought the scout was about to crap on Kyler Murray. And then it didn't happen. He just said they like playing for Kyler more than Baker. I'm like, wow. That kind of surprised me. He said almost to a man.
Wow. All right, we'll continue this, and there's plenty to do.
More here on ESPN television. We'll have so far we've gone through Justin Verlander and Kyler Murray.
Yeah, so
is
far.
Is that what you saw on TV?
Yeah, but
all
we
day?
Haven't talked about AD yet.
All right, we'll get to Anthony Davis.
I mean,
when we come back,
we're really getting behind
AD
here.
AD or AB?
AD.
No.
Oh yeah, and
the story today.
Sorry, there were 4 stories.
Yeah, the story
Antonio
now
Brown
is
was
AB.
The story, right? No. Yeah, and yesterday too. Because that yesterday was, but now they've got to go in depth on Antonio
Brown.
Now
we're going to play the Antonio Brown to the Texans game.
713-780-3776. Oh, my God. And there's a reason I'm sick. And we'll bring that to you next right here on ESPN 97.5. Right now, though, I'm talking about CheersHealth.com. CheersHealth.com. That's my peeps over there. You know what? Listen, when you have a few and you're not going to feel so good the next day, this has nothing to do with that, me being out. When you have a few cocktails, though, chances are you're not going to feel as well the next day. Well, you take three of these Cheers pills before you go to bed with water. And my friends, you are going to feel at least 50% better. And if you're not 50% better, then they're going to give you your money back. Well, how do you know if you're 50% better? You know how you feel after having and even if it's just a couple of glasses of wine, you're going to be a little bit sluggish the next day. And a lot of people won't drink at all because they don't want to feel sluggish the next day. Well, guess what? You won't feel as sluggish the next day or even sluggish at all. It affects people differently, obviously, because it's a capsule. But here's the deal. You're guaranteed to feel better. So if you're looking for a great way to get over after you have a few cocktails, all you got to do is go to CheersHealth.com. That's CheersHealth.com.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. John and Lance with you here. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. I really think that my sports map. Did you see the Anthony Davis stuff last night? Because we got to talk about Anthony Davis.
All right, what was it, Max?
Well, dude put up three.
He points?
Put up 3 points last night.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
No, it's going to turn into a.
It's a bleep show.
Well, he's already getting booed by his home fans.
Well, yeah, he's booed by his home. I mean, I don't know why you wouldn't think that he. I don't know how he thought anyone would react to him. You know, I mean, and this was against Orlando that he put up a whole three. So. 24. But he only played half the game.
He's gonna pout.
One for nine.
He didn't get traded to where he wanted to go. So now there's a big issue. Can you
imagine what the other players think of him? I mean,
no. I mean, you know, this is basketball now. If you're not on a super team, then you're ass.
Have we ever seen more drama in sports?
No, players are at an all time high with just deciding that this is. They are the general managers,
but Antonio Brown, and you hurt my feelings, and I'm tired of taking the blame for it.
But it's one thing,
Le'Veon Bell.
But free agency is free agency.
Well, that's not free agency.
No, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Free agency is free agency.
This ain't about money.
But Antonio Brown, Le'Veon Bell, the Anthony Davis situation, and how LeBron crafted that stuff. That's just like when your contract's up. You're a free agent, and you can move. But the end season stuff is just creating. You know, I'm on record as saying I don't think crafted, homemade super team stuff is great. If a team can figure out a way to put it together, that's fine. When players start to decide where they're all going to play, that's okay. You can do that, but there is going to be fallout. You have to understand that there's going to be fallout because what's going to happen is everyone's going to want to jump sooner than when their contract's up. And it's going to overshadow seasons. We already saw Kevin Durant talking about, why are y'all doing this? Why are y'all writing? And I know you weren't a fan of him doing it, and he's created some of that for himself. But I don't see him doing anything right now to to make people write stories. Like, he's not making comments.
No, no, no. But people are, you know what? It's
and he is playing. He's playing hard.
He's playing. No, absolutely. He's going to win another championship.
Now his team
but he probably,
is really good, Anthony Davis.
You know,
is
who
not.
Knows? Who knows what his motivation is, why he doesn't want to be with Golden State anymore, sign a long-term deal, and keep on winning.
If he doesn't want to, he doesn't want to.
He doesn't want to. He no, that's fine. And but just say that. Listen, I'm not talking about free agents. That's all. That's all. But to bitch at the media, stop when you're yourself with your burner
account. But he's saying the media is creating some drama on his own team because he's probably having to deal with some of that, and he's not doing anything. Now, the Lakers stuff was self-created.
Well,
they created that.
Well, they had plenty
Anthony
of drama.
Davis is
they had
it.
Plenty of drama when Draymond is calling him a B over and over and over and over and over
but
again.
But what was one of the comments he said? And then Kevin Durant said, that's why, what did he say? That's why I'm going to leave, or that's why I won't be here, or whatever the case may be. Because I think there was an underlying thing going on.
Well, more drama.
But Kevin, this is, the sports is at an all-time high for drama.
It's
because
unbelievable.
It's not team anymore.
No.
It's always been, you've been a showcase, but now you're a brand. And you're a brand, even when you're not that good, you start being a brand in high school. And I talked to the Adidas guys about this, and it's kind of a touchy situation because they are, I consider them, some of those guys my friends that I've gotten to know, but and they're not the head honchos, although I met one of the head honchos kind of this year. But it is, you know, like they're the ones who created it from the very beginning, meaning the shoe companies back with the Nike stuff a long time ago. And then it was Nike versus Reebok and Nike versus Under Armour. And so, and it's gone into, obviously, now it's Nike and Adidas are the two big ones. And it's in high school. So early on, guys, it's about their branding, and it's your brand, and it's your, and so you elevate these guys to they're above the team. You're much better than the team. You're this brand, and this is going to be your logo, and this is, you know, and then what happens is it's not going to be about the team. It's going to be about whatever's in the individual's own interest and own best good the own best interests, and that's never going to be good for a league. It's never going to be good for a league when the individual considers himself so much further ahead of the rest of the league or his own team. And I think that's one of the big problems now. And Antonio Brown, it's about me. And I feel like that's been we've always had those guys. And people will just say, oh, really? Like Terrell Davis? I mean, not Terrell Davis, but
Terrell
like
Owens.
Terrell Owens. Yes, there's always been those guys.
Yeah.
I feel like, though, it is becoming like we have had Randy Moss was just kind of a pain. Ocho Cinco was a me guy. Terrell Owens is a me, but Terrell Owens also balled out. But he did.
And Antonio balls out.
But he split an entire locker room.
Yes.
So this isn't brand new. It just feels like we're seeing more of it in more different sports. Yeah. Some of the Bryce Harper, Justin Verlander's comments, like, why can't we get 10-year deals? Because it's a dumbass contract. Giving you 10 and then hoping you're good for 6 years, that's not good for an owner.
Yeah, because the owners were stupid before. I mean, literally, they have become fiscally responsible, which is smart, Justin. Oh, well, they're just going to pocket all the profits. Well, no, how about that it keeps costs down? And then you don't have to go... You know what? The Astros have gone up on ticket prices now.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
I mean... You know, hey, you guys are winning, and that's all fine and good, but my goodness, it is ridiculous. It's gotten ridiculous now.
Yeah, you win, and this is what happens.
That's what happens. You got to pay, and you're going to have to pay the guys. And guess what? They're going to have to go up again because all those guys are going to be coming up too, and you're going to have to pay them. No question about it. I told you, here's a reason.
By the way, you want to comment on any of that, 713-780-3776. And we need to get the text line going. I got to see out because
these
never guys
done
do
that.
Text lines. They get tons of texts all show. Because a lot of people can't just do tweets. They can just text. It's easier for them to text.
Yeah, while you're driving. That's perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Talk to text.
Right. So did you... This is a headline on ABC's
this
Channel
is how
13.
You got polio?
This is... I don't have polio, okay? I was just sick. That's all. The unhealthiest... America's healthiest and unhealthiest cities. Guess who finished last?
It's not Houston.
Houston ranks 72 above Dallas and Corp. We rank 72. I guess we're Texas's most unhealthy city.
What?
Yeah.
What
the bleep here?
El Paso's got to be worse.
Texas
than us.
City ranked unhealthiest city.
Yeah, that's true.
In America?
That's where you're from, right? Dale, Texas City?
72nd. I thought there was 100.
No. I'm not from Texas City.
Bay City?
I'm not from that city either.
For this study, the personal finance company compared more than 170 of the most populated cities, ranging from cost to medical. Houston finished out of the 174 cities listed on the report. Brownsville, Texas was named the unhealthiest city in America and ranked last in the health care and food. Houston, 72. Above Dallas and Corpus Christi. So what, that was a very misleading headline. I'm going to have to tell my wife. Texas. Oh, a Texas city is ranked. Oh, Brownsville. Okay. It's not Houston. Dell, I think you wrote it was Houston.
No, I didn't.
I'm pretty sure you did.
No, I didn't.
I'm pretty sure you did.
No, I didn't.
Well, I'm pretty sure. You kind of did.
I didn't even. Where'd you find that story?
I don't know.
I didn't put it on the rundown. I didn't write that story.
I'm pretty sure you did it.
You're telling, said your wife, you're going to talk to her. So that well, came from ABC 13.
Texas
13?
City. It wasn't Houston.
It was a city in Texas.
A city in Texas, Brownsville, Texas.
Yeah,
we're 72nd. Woo. So, but if we were like 71st or 70th, I would not have been sick all week. But no, okay. Look what happened.
Well,
72nd.
What's gonna make you
woo? We're 72.
What's
yeah.
gonna make you more sick? Whatever's going on with you yourself, or the fact that Lance took off his shoes. Touched his socks.
That's another
was
thing.
Barefoot and touched that microphone.
Well, he put his socks on top of his laptop. Mm-hmm. What the hell?
What are you doing?
What are you doing?
What was the explanation again?
Yes.
Just Lance stuff?
No. When you go home and you're in your bathroom, you take your sock off and then you put
I got the guy with rickets. He caught rickets and he's telling me what to
okay,
do.
Okay, what's healthy?
Well, it seems like you have the gout. You're messing with your feet.
I have
the gout. He has rickets.
I have malaria. I have yellow fever. Hello, Texas. Oh crap! I'm in Texas City. No, it's Brownsville. That's the worst. Not Texas City.
A Texas City. I
feel like that whole sickness of Texas wasn't really fleshed out on your part.
No,
as you're going through the criteria online, I felt like I don't think you really had a good feel for.
I didn't. I thought. Well, I assume.
Yeah, we're the fattest. We're the unhealthiest. That's all a bunch of crap. It's based on. It's derived from
how many fast food restaurants.
Yeah,
there are.
It's that, and how many gyms, and how many days a year you're able to go outside above 90 degrees. You can't go outside, so it's like whatever. It's the dumbest.
Dustin,
now we're a fat city.
No, yeah,
but this is also a fat country. I got news for you. Drive pretty much now. I will say when I go to Los Angeles. I'm like
a lot prettier people.
It's just not as fat.
No,
it just
listen.
Isn't.
Go to Chicago,
fat.
Spend some time. Everybody's fat.
Go to Cincinnati, Ohio.
Oh my God.
Good God.
Yeah. No. Go to. I went to a Cleveland
go to
Browns.
New Orleans.
I went to a Cleveland Browns game this year.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I was like,
everybody looks like that guy
see,
from the dog pound.
I did not honestly. Like you know, you'll see. Oh, there's a nice looking girl. I was like, wow, this place. Wow. It is no wonder no players want to come here. You got to talk about the Rockets. The Rockets, everybody wants to come here because of our pretty girl.
Well, so you saw, yeah, you. Who's that? Is that a James Harden thing?
It's a Rockets thing.
Well, I don't know about the pretty girl part, but well, James Harden is that pretty girl.
James
right
will
now.
Get all the pretty James, girls because he scores 30 a
no,
game.
James is the pretty girl that everyone wants to be a part of right now because he is doing something that is record-breaking. He's doing something that has not been done in recent history in the NBA, and it's what they call hashtag unstoppable tour. James Harden is hitting 30 a game, and the whole place went bananas the other day when he got to 31. Right now, I want to tell you, though, that you might want to be that next big baller. And if you do, the Rockets calling the best ballers in H-Town. The 2019 Rockets Blacktop Battle on the hardwood is back, and it's going to be Saturday, February 23rd. All teams can register at Rockets.com. It's the biggest 3-on-3 basketball tournament in Houston. It's hosted by MI3 Center. Tournaments for all ages and all levels. There's junior tournament, adult recreational, adult competitive, adult elite. So if you're in one of those four and you are in one of those four, why don't you sign up? As always, there's going to be skills challenge, three-point contest, dunk contest, event festival with live music, games, and Rocket entertainers. All participants are going to receive a tournament jersey, a player packet, and tickets to an upcoming Houston Rockets game. Make sure that you register your team at Rockets.com.
I hear that.
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.
Well. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Our two auctioneers, Chris and Eric, from our fantasy football league, they went to Rio for the first time. So I sit.
Oh, nice.
Ryan Lachane, the chef over there, said, hey, they're coming in there, and they wanted. I said, just tell them what to order and treat them like pretty girl, the pretty girls that they are. Make them feel. No, I said, make them feel pretty. So immediately he had. There was a party of eight. He had shots waiting for everybody. Oh. The old granddads, like they couldn't. I don't think they could start their meal until they had the old granddads.
The old granddads, good. Oh,
see, you say it's good.
Oh, I liked it.
I mean, right down the bone marrow. Did you do the bone marrow?
Yeah, sure.
That's. So you think
really
old granddad, you survived.
Yeah. No, actually, I think that could break all this crap up right
now. No, you're probably right.
No, it would.
Old granddad,
you know what?
Can,
I got to go to Real.
Granddad can strip
turpentine.
It's like, but yeah, you just need to go to Real.
That's all. That's all you got to do.
Get with Chef. Get some pierogies and pierogies and some old granddad.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. 713-780-3776 is the number if you'd like to get in here on ESPN 97.5. I know. Listen, we really haven't talked about this Rockets thing that much. We're coming up on the All-Star break, and Capella's going to come back after, right? Right now, I mean, I've been saying I don't want them in the fourth or fifth seed. I'd much rather they were a sixth seed. They'd probably have to play Oklahoma City first.
Why in the world would you want to be a sixth seed?
Because you don't want to play Golden State in the second round.
It doesn't matter. You got to play them at some point.
But the thought being that might be better if they're a four or five.
Do you really want to wait?
Yeah, because Chris Paul will be hurt.
That's what I'm saying. It's better to before Chris Paul breaks down, get in as early as possible. That's my feeling on it. We already saw what happens when you wait last year.
We did see what. So it might be better to play them early.
I mean, generally speaking, you want to wait as long as possible. But the attrition's more likely to get you than them.
Isn't it better?
With Eric Gordon
isn't
and
it better
him?
For the appearance or for the organization, though, to get to the Western Conference Finals as opposed to only getting to the second round?
They got there last year and people want everyone fired now, so it doesn't matter.
No, who wants them fired? Manny. Manny wants him fired.
No,
that's it.
There's a lot of people who are anti-Morey.
How can you?
I shouldn't say a lot of people. Okay. We can't act like Twitter is a lot
this
of people.
Question,
but...
then. Let me ask you this question then. How many teams have gone to the Western Conference Finals in the last 5 years?
In the last 5 years, you've had last five. It's been Rockets, Warriors. So Rockets.
The Warriors have been there,
Warriors,
I think, every year.
Every year. Yeah. Every year. Was it?
The Spurs have made it.
Spurs. Twice?
OKC had a 3-1 lead.
Spurs, OKC,
Rockets,
and who is the other
and
one?
And Rockets.
Rockets have made it twice.
Twice. Right?
Rockets twice.
So there's
OKC once or twice.
Okay, so there's five teams that have been to the Western Conference Finals.
Four teams. Oh, finals. Finals. Yeah.
Western Conference Finals.
Rockets are one of them.
And Rockets are twice.
To the Western Conference.
And the Rockets are one of them twice. So really?
No,
Daryl Morey's doing a terrible job.
It's only been four teams: Oklahoma City, San Antonio, Houston, and Golden State.
Oh, four teams. Excuse me.
Only four teams in the last 5 years.
Yeah.
And the Rockets have done it twice.
Twice.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Where's the ring? You don't have a ring. He can stick it up his dirty old.
What a crappy job
stinky.
He's doing.
If you don't have rings, that's just the ultimate shutdown. Really, where's the rings? He didn't have any. Out of here. You know who does? Bob Myers, GM of the Golden State Warriors. Like, yeah, I know. He got to pick in the lottery all the time. No, he did a good job. Steph Curry, Klay Thompson did a hell of a job.
Yeah.
Draymond wasn't a lottery pick.
No.
Did a hell of a job building.
Uh-uh.
San Antonio Spurs,
everybody
hell
had a
of
shot
a job.
At Draymond.
You know, it's that's how long-term dynasties are built.
Yep.
They're built through excellent drafts. And the same thing can be said with football, but they're built through excellent drafts. And the same thing with baseball. The same thing with everything. You grow it. It's homegrown. That's how you. That's well, how you.
But Daryl Morey has not had that luxury.
No, but at some point you're gonna have to sit down and make draft picks. I get it. Hasn't been since when has it ever been? When have they grown their own? Think about it.
No, but you can't though.
You can go back to the 90s.
He can't though. How?
The only homegrown talent that they have hung on to was Yao Ming, and he had a bad foot, and it was just a ticking time bomb when he was going to be gone. Who else? Who are the homegrown guys?
Well, I mean, the Dream. I mean,
dude, you're going to 80s.
Well, I'm going to the championship years. They grew their own there.
No, Otis Thorpe was trade. Vernon Maxwell was trade. Kenny Smith was trade. None of them. None of those
Dream,
guys.
Dream,
Robert Horry, and Sam Cassell.
Dream, Horry, Cassell.
That's as close as you get. And actually, they got. I'm
and Chili Pete.
No, Chili Pete wasn't. But you know who was actually?
They drafted Chili Pete.
I don't think so. I think they brought him over. And Chucky Brown, too. Actually, though.
Chucky Brown was brought over.
What's his name? Who I used to call Smeagol, who came off the bench.
I know.
Who got hit by weights with a.
Oh, yeah. Herrera.
Yeah, Carl Herrera.
Yeah.
So, Pete Chilko was drafted by the Kings in 91. So
I think he came over with
he's
Kenny.
He's not a Rockets draft pick.
He came over with Kenny, I believe.
And also, I will say
about no,
he kind of was,
no,
though.
I will say about the Bob. No, he wasn't. I will say about the Bob Myers thing. It wasn't. We always talk about how the draft is maybe like two players deep in the NBA. Now, he was fortunate because some teams decided to take Johnny Flynn. But it wasn't like Curry and Thompson were top five picks. Mm-mm. One was 7, the other
was
11.
Right?
Yeah. So, yeah, he
did a hell of a job.
Yeah, he found guys outside of that hole where the draft is supposed
but everyone
to end
knew
in
Steph
terms
was,
of top talent.
Steph was a very talented. The question was
small, well, and he had ankle stuff.
He had ankle stuff. He's small, and he's a two guard. He's not a point. Well,
allegedly,
it turned out he
yeah.
that was the allegedly. Can he handle it? What turned out that was
and Klay
not
Thompson
a problem.
Played for nothing. Well, Washington State has had a couple runs under the. I guess one of the Bennett guys got them to a tournament, but
I don't even remember where Klay came from.
Klay Thompson from Washington State, the school no one pays attention to in the Pac-12 or Pac-10 at the time, maybe, and 11th pick overall, and turns into a star.
And Draymond was a guy that couldn't jump high, wasn't explosive, was a hard playing college guy. Sometimes those hard playing guys, if you put now Draymond would be probably a good player anywhere, but if you put Draymond with the Memphis Grizzlies, he'd be a grinder. You know, be nice. He'd be a grinder, but he unlocks, like, he's that special magic that unlocked who the Golden State Warriors were. Like, he unlocked the dynasty.
Yeah. But let's be clear, we ain't afraid. No. We ain't afraid, right?
Warriors, come out to play! Yeah.
Congratulations for finally getting that off.
I don't have to play it all the time.
Warriors, come out to play! Yeah.
I love that.
Well, I can't even remember.
That's my new favorite. That's my new favorite.
You're making fun of Sherwood Strauss.
All right.
Sherwood Strauss. We got JP in here when we come back in a second. He wants to talk Rockets and Warriors. I'm not afraid of the Warriors this year. They'll beat the Rockets. I'm not afraid of them. They'll murder somebody.
They're not going to kill us.
Yeah. Well, I mean, of course we're not afraid of them like that. But
you see how skinny all their guys are? Not afraid of them.
James is tough. James is strong. He's got a shoulder injury, though. This could get worrisome.
He's putting in a lot of work.
Well, yeah. He's in 19-point games in the final minute trying to get 30 points when he's got a shoulder injury.
Now, that was a stat, Chase. You don't want to, but it is what it is. It's a special stat. Listen, James is driven by numbers. That's how it works. And when he and Russell Westbrook are in a numbers chase right now with what they're doing, they were when they were MVPs. It is how it works. It's maybe not the best thing in the world for his overall health, but it's fun to watch it.
It's funny
to see it keep going.
Russell Westbrook's averaging a triple-double again a game.
Yeah.
And I don't think he's in the MVP race.
Well, he has no impact.
Paul George is.
Well, if the way this is going, Paul George may become the MVP.
I think Giannis is going to take this.
So the other day they asked, who did they Oklahoma City beat where they were, was it the Celtics? Who said, the MVP is probably Paul George. They said, it was the Blazers.
Dame Lillard
said that, and one other player said, George is the best player we've played this year. Like, Paul George is on a different level this year.
That's awesome. All right, 713-780-3776. Let's talk about About Robin's Brothers.
Let's talk about your engagement ring store, and that is Robin Brothers and Robin's Brothers. And now I have to tell you, you still have time, but this is winding down pretty quickly. The problem for you is going to be you get the for Valentine's Day, you get the 0% interest for 48 months. You got 4 years to pay off your ring if you get the Robin's Brothers credit card, and that's on purchases of $5,000 or more. 0% interest. 0% interest. Now, keep this in mind. When you get these rings from Robin's Brothers, you are going to the engagement ring. It's not just the engagement ring that you get. You also get a chance to do it upright. And they have a concierge for your engagement. And what they will do is the concierge will help you plan everything for your engagement. And I'm talking about whether it's a splashy one that's involved at a, you know, at a sporting event or something that's low-key and romantic or however you want to do it, they will make sure it's perfect for you. That's such a great advantage because that's such a special moment. But the real special moment is going to be when she sees the ring from Robin's Brothers. They've got 30 cases of engagement rings. Nobody has that many. Nobody in the game. And yet Robin's Brothers is doing that for you. Tremendous high-quality hand-selected diamonds with a lifetime warranty. And remember, now through Valentine's Day, which is just until tomorrow, if you're thinking about getting that ring, go ahead and jump in now because you can get 0% financing for 48 months, subject to credit approval, minimum $5,000 purchase. Stop by one of their two Houston locations and check out their enormous selection of engagement rings, 610 of San Felipe or West Bay Area Boulevard in Webster, Robin's Brothers with 2B, robinsbrothers.com.
To get the latest and best content on where to go, what to do, where to eat, and where to drink, go to culturemap.com. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers, live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5-713-780-3776. We got some callers in here.
Have you ever heard Trey's version of this? Did you hear any of the stuff
heard.
He did?
I was driving down.
This is America.
I did. All the Grammy songs that AJ and Fred had Trey sing was pretty funny.
Yeah, it was real good.
Real good. Real good stuff. We missed John versus Genius this week, though. That's a shame.
We did. One John versus Genius.
Gambino won.
Is a little bit in trouble.
Gambino won, and he wasn't there to accept it, and everyone's like, what's going on? What's happening?
What? We're talking John versus Genius. He went on to a different.
But this is the thing.
I had a story to tell. He just cut.
What the hell happened?
That's my bad.
Yeah,
probably because your warrior thing you did.
I'm not. Whatever. You did that to yourself. Sheck West, you know Mo Bamba.
Yeah,
he's in a bit of trouble.
What'd he do?
For allegedly, he's stalking a former partner of his, and he allegedly got some of his boys to beat up her current guy.
Ooh.
Yeah. So, Sheck West in a bit of trouble. He of Mo Bamba. Nah,
I don't see anything wrong with that.
You don't think he should get his boys together and beat up his ex-girl's boy friend? You don't think that's a problem?
Well, what did he do?
Feels a little much.
The only thing he did was date her.
Not as bad. Not as bad. Did you guys see the video of that girl driving a Toyota or what it was or whatever, and she just ran over the girl? She just, hit her. And the girl goes flying. She's walking down the street with the guy. She hit her. And then the girl posts on Instagram. She's in front of her car. Look at the dent I made. And
self-snitch.
It was. And the cop.
That's Dell's
generation.
We've got
video of you running her over and then pointing out the dent that she made on your car.
First off, you're a little flagrant. Every time something happens, you don't have to put that. Oh, that's Dell's. Those are Dell's guys.
It's not Dell's people.
Stop it. Stop leaning on that crutch.
Well, they are. They kind of are.
No, they're not.
Millennials are your people.
Those are your peeps.
Whatever.
So
every time some middle-aged white guy does something violent, I should point
me.
To you.
That's not me.
Middle-aged white guys don't do anything violent. Okay.
They do it on a grand scale.
We pretty much just, it's all white collar. Nobody gets hurt.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, I watched Fire Festival.
I want to not Google that.
I watched Fire Festival.
I'm a first 10 minutes because I eat whenever I take my little break from watching tape, I'll eat. And so I started Fire Festival. In the first 10 minutes, I was like, this is going to be good.
It's really good. How does a guy that bilks millions of dollars only get 6 years in prison?
White collar crime.
When that's more amazing to me than the guy that was going to have to perform a sexual act on another guy.
To get the water
just
through?
To get the water.
Through customs?
Oh, I have not watched that.
Keep going. Yeah,
it's
this is America.
What a story. But that guy was
Hey, I imagine Lance will love it. It's just millennials Billy being McFarlane. Duped out of money.
I'm familiar with what it is. Like, let's get all these. How about there's actual video footage of them? They're recording everything. And these are basically, we're just appealing to the, you know, like middle America losers who are just losers.
Yeah.
Who
in their have nothing basements.
Better, just in their basements, just being basic. We're going to sell them a dream. I'm like, y'all, the camera's on.
No.
Well, y'all shouldn't be capturing this.
That dude, you want to talk about, wow. How he only got 6 years is amazing.
And
is
the fact
amazing.
That he was on,
that is amazing.
He was out on bail, and he tried something else.
And he's trying another scam. I mean, you think that dude ain't scamming as soon as he gets out?
Scammer's going to scam.
Yeah. JP is here on ESPN 97.5. What do you say, JP?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, what's up, JP?
Hey, not much. I'll start off by saying I'm a Maury guy. Like, I generally think he's done a pretty great job over his tenure. But comparing him to the Warriors is, I think, so unfair because of the confluence of events that have happened for the Warriors dynasty to happen. I mean, we're talking about the Minnesota Timberwolves drafting Ricky Rubio and Johnny Flynn in front of Steph Curry. Yep. Who then has ankle problems, and they're able to sign him to a below-market contract extension. Draymond Green was a second-round pick and a bench goon until David Lee and his contract got hurt. If you remember, the Warriors were going after Dwight Howard, too, and the Rockets were. And when they lost that sweepstakes, they traded instead for Andre Iguodala.
Yeah.
I mean, Klay Thompson turned out to be a great pick. And then the players' union decided, no, we don't want to spread out the money over the TV deal. We want it all up front. And after they win 73 games, we have room for a max contract to give to Kevin Durant.
But JP, let's also be fair here because, you know, I have no problem saying I think Daryl Morey is in the top three GMs in basketball easily and one of the best GMs in any sport. With that said, the Pau Gasol thing, the Knicks trade deal, with the original Chris Paul thing that went down, that was a benefit to the Rockets. You did that. I don't think you're able to get James Harden. And he had Harden kind of fall in his lap a little bit, but he hustled to be in that position. Let's face it, Oklahoma City took a not very good deal in hindsight. Then you had, obviously, the Chris Bosh bailing on the Rockets at the last minute. And then, because they were going to sign Chandler Parsons to a deal that would have locked him in, and then both of those guys ended up having injury issues shortly thereafter that would have sunk the Rockets from a cap standpoint and prevented them from doing anything at all. And I contend it would have gotten Daryl Morey fired. That I think Les would have been so pissed if those two contracts had gone sideways on him. And remember, one would have been due to the other. They weren't going to, and they didn't sign when Chris Bosh bailed, luckily, then that allowed them to get away from Chandler Parsons. They didn't have to do anything with Chandler Parsons. But if Chris Bosh would have locked in with the Rockets, Chandler Parsons would have been here too, and it would have been two basically career-ending injuries. I mean, I call Chandler Parsons career-ending. He really hasn't had a career since then. And it would have been your money, you would have been stuck contractually. You're not getting relief for that.
Nope. 713-780-3776.
So everyone has to have a little luck. Now, if the Rockets had drafted Kawhi Leonard instead of Marcus Morris,
they
might have a ring by now.
True. No, he's made mistakes. I mean,
so he hasn't been perfect. No, everyone thinks that we just swished Daryl around. That's not true.
He maybe had the worst offseason of any general manager in the league this offseason. Not one guy that he picked up is still on the team. Not one. That was crap what he did this offseason. Crap. he was wrong about everybody. 713-780-3776. Breaking it here, talking about custom patios here on ESPN 97.5.
I saw Steven yesterday. He came out. He's got floor guy, and I had his floor guy take a look at some stuff in my house. See, that's the thing, though. He's got the best flooring. He's got the best in drainage. He's got the best in plumber, electrician. And what it all means is that he's building the very best patios out there. And when I say it's really not patios, it's a customized outdoor living area. And that really is what it is. I know it's Texas Custom Patios, and you can go to texascustompatios.com. But if you really want to know what they're all about, the best thing to do is go to the website at texascustompatios.com and hit their blog. And when you get on the blog, and I'll click it right now, when you get on a blog, they've got so much on this blog. They've got before and after pictures. They have they have questions and answers. They've got the recipe of the month, things that you can make outdoors on your in your outdoor kitchen. Like, this is a campfire creation is what they've got. It's a s'mores and how you can handle that one. They've got campfire pepperoni pizza, mountain man breakfast. This is all for outdoors on your patio if you choose to do that. They've got their project of the month, so you can see how this is actually built. Trending and outdoor living, what the hottest new trends are for outdoor living. It's a great it's a great opportunity at the blog for you to go and see what outdoor life is all about, with so many different features right there on that one blog and different categories to check out. But if you want to see their process, they go through their process as well, what the initial visit is like, what the designing and the price and the proposal looks like, how you get an exact quote. Because when they give you a quote, it is an exact quote. And the owners and the designers go out of their way to make sure that everything is firmed up right from the very beginning. They handle all the HOA approvals and city permits. It's completely out of your hands. They are hassle-free, and they will build the very best outdoor living area and patio and enclosure and sunroom that you could possibly imagine. If you want to see what mine look like before and after, go to tcplance.com or just visit the website texascustompatios.com.
Small business owners sometimes go broke. My first business